This is Diane Horn, your host on the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on KEXP Seattle 90.3 FM and online at kexp.org. My guest this morning is Morgan Currier of the University of Washington chapter of United Students Against Sweatshops. Morgan Currier is here today to tell us about efforts to promote ethical university apparel and the contributions of the apparel company Alta Gracia towards worker rights in global manufacturing. Welcome, Morgan.
Thanks.
Would you begin by telling us about the United Students Against Sweatshops?
United Students Against Sweatshops is a national organization. It's more commonly called USAS, and it runs campaigns in solidarity with local and international workers to promote labor rights.
Would you like to give the history of USAS?
So United Students Against Sweatshops, or USAS, was formed in 1997 by a group of students when they found out that their school's apparel was being made in sweatshops, and they didn't think that that was right. And as students knew that they had a voice on their campus and started to work with their university administration to put companies that have contracts with their university, keep an eye on them and start holding them accountable. So they started to include labor code of conducts into their school's standards. And they started to use these codes to ensure that all companies doing business with their universities are upholding very basic labor standards. And fast forward to today, USAS is still running campaigns with companies like Nike or Russell Athletic that aren't exactly following our school's codes of conduct or international law and are working to ensure that these companies do follow the workers' standards.
Would you define sweatshop?
USAS like to think of a sweatshop more generally as any worker that is at all struggling in the workplace. So it's not really that stereotypical, cliche, international, you know, picture that most people have, but it's very much just any worker that is being mistreated in the workplace.
Would you like to say a few words about yourself and why you personally were drawn to become active in United Students Against Sweatshops?
Yeah, so currently I'm a student at the University of Washington. I'm a sophomore studying law, society, and justice, which is a really exciting major. And I got involved in the labor movement in high school, actually. I was part of a Jewish youth organization, and I learned about the connections between my Jewish ancestors working in factories on the East Coast and the conditions that they worked in, and realized that those sort of conditions still exist today. And, you know, I feel like my roots are from enforcing labor rights and forming unions and fighting for rights. And I am really passionate about the labor movement. I think it's a very important movement. The rights of workers are being violated constantly, locally and around the world. And so I got involved in United Students Against Sweatshops here because I learned that this was an organization that really gets things done. It's an organization that has really, in the past, proven to be a major force against big companies and holding them accountable to treat their workers right.
Would you now give the history of the University of Washington chapter of United Students Against Sweatshops?
Yeah. So this chapter started in 2002 as part of the national organization that was already running. And it was started by a few students who cared passionately about labor rights and were concerned that their school's apparel was being made in sweatshops and that, you know, our school has contracts with a lot of companies that mistreat the rights of their workers. So they started to start a chapter on campus that would work to promote those rights and really hold companies accountable for treating their workers better.
What have been some of the past accomplishments of United Students Against Sweatshops, both the local and the national group?
Yeah, we've had a lot of really great victories, especially recently. Last July, it was student pressure on universities and university pressure on Nike that actually forced them into paying $2.1 million in severance to their workers in Honduras that they owed money to. These workers were laid off completely unexpectedly at two factories in Honduras, and Nike owed them this money. It was on Honduran law, and our schools and other schools around the country have codes of conduct, which works to ensure that the companies we're working with live up to certain labor standards, and Nike wasn't doing that. So we forced them into paying this owed money and rehiring these workers through three different contract cuts that happened around the country. The schools cutting contracts with this company forced them into changing the way they do business.
Let's now talk about the project to promote the apparel company Alta Gracia. Why did you choose this particular project?
Well, Alta Gracia is so exciting. It is a brand that is completely unique. It's the only union-made living wage apparel out there. And it's a brand that USAS is completely interested in supporting. It is a model for other big companies to adopt. I personally visited the factory in Alta Gracia, Via Alta Gracia in the Dominican Republic last January, and saw for myself what was so great about the brand and spoke to the workers and found out why receiving a living wage and having time off and getting water breaks and why all that was so important and why this is a brand that we should really be getting behind.
How did the Alta Gracia company come about in the first place?
So Alta Gracia is really the work of student organizing. Knights Apparel took note of students' concerns that their clothing was being made in sweatshops and really wanted to address those concerns and create a brand that students could be proud of. And so they created Alta Gracia as a result of that.
You've alluded to this already, but would you just outline again what Alta Gracia does for workers that is different from what other global manufacturing companies do?
So they're very unique in that they pay their workers a living wage, that they give them time off if they need to go see a doctor, and they provide health care, the right to unionize, which is just so important. It provides these workers with so much, and it's just the little things. Their factory in the Dominican Republic has like fans, and the workers are happy and motivated, and it seems like these are all very little things, but at the end of the day, if a worker can support themselves and, you know, get through the day with high spirits, then that should be happening. It should be happening more.
So Alta Gracia has pledged to pay workers a living wage, which I understand is over 3.5 times the prevailing minimum wage in the Dominican Republic. What has this meant for workers?
When I went to speak to the workers, I went to a lot of their homes, and you know, living isn't just being able to eat and just get by. It's a little bit more. It's being able to live, and it's being able to have a home that's full of furniture and a bed. And the women that I spoke to were so proud of the fact that they could really create a home for their families. That was one of the most important things to them, was to be able to provide a home for their kids that was not just a room with, you know, a couch. I think one of the workers that I spoke with, Rosa, she said that in 3 years of working at the factory that was previously there, she made less than she's made in 10 months working for Alta Gracia. And that is so significant. And it's not even a lavish amount. It really is just a very livable wage. So I would say that what's so exciting about the living wage is it's giving these people an ability to not just support themselves, but really have the life that they deserve.
I'm Diane Horn, and my guest is Morgan Currier of the University of Washington chapter of the United Students Against Sweatshops. Our topic is efforts to promote ethical university apparel and the contributions of the apparel company Alta Gracia toward worker rights in global manufacturing. And you are tuned to the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on KEXP 90.3 FM and on the web at kexp.org. Let's speak more about the trip itself. How did that come about, and who else did you go with, and what was your overall purpose?
Yeah. So I went in January with 5 other students from around the country who are also affiliated with United Students Against Sweatshops. And the goal was to just see for ourselves why Alta Gracia was so unique and see how it really changed the lives of the workers of this community. Prior to Alta Gracia, there had been a factory there that had been shut down as it was unionized, and the companies that made hats there pulled out of the factory because it was unionized, and the town was just devastated. And since the reopening of this factory in the form of Alta Gracia, it's just been this amazing, amazing change that I was fortunate enough to hear about firsthand and walk around. And I got to speak with the workers. I got to live with one of them for a little while and just really get to know them. And it was really amazing to get to know the people that make the clothing that I wear. That was amazing.
How large is the company?
It's small for now. The factory holds probably 100 people, but they were telling us that constantly every day, people from the community of Villa Altagracia are asking for jobs and looking for opportunities there because it's such a great place to work. So hopefully if more people go out and purchase Altagracia, then they can up their orders with the factory and the factory can grow and provide more jobs.
Say more about the family that you lived with and what their life was like after having worked for Altagracia.
Yeah, the family was great. The woman that we stayed with, her name was Maritza, and she was a big part in making the factory open and is really involved in the union there. And she was just, you know, a wonderful host and has two kids and a husband who are just all very grateful for Altagracia. They used to live all in a one-bedroom home. And since Altagracia, with the new wages, they can actually live in this house that has multiple rooms and a kitchen. Maritza can now send one of her daughters to university to study. I think one of her sons is also going to study soon, too. And that's really exciting for them to be able to give their kids that sort of opportunity.
Say more about unionization and how that's been an issue at other companies and the difference it's made for the workers at Altagracia.
Yeah, being in a union is just extremely important for the workers at Altagracia. It gives them the ability to speak up for themselves, to bargain their rights. And these are just basic things like time off for being sick. And being in a union gives them an opportunity to voice their concerns when they have some. And as a collective body, they have much more power than as individuals against higher up workers. And it's been really important for the workers at Altagracia to be part of this union and to be able to collectively bargain for very basic rights in the workplace.
And how unusual is it to have unions in these types of companies overseas?
Yeah, it can be pretty uncommon. There's really not a lot holding these companies accountable currently. So they can get away with not allowing their workers to form a union and from there go ahead and, you know, violate many standard human rights.
For you, what was most memorable about the trip to Altagracia?
There's so many parts of this trip that will forever be ingrained in my mind. One of those really, really great trips. But I think one of the highlights was when I actually brought my University of Washington Altagracia sweatshirt to the factory. And one of the workers, Pablo, who became a good buddy of mine, he's a really funny guy, kind of just looked at it for a second and realized that this was something that he had made and was just completely surprised and overwhelmed and proud. You know, these workers take really great pride in what they do and was so proud that someone he had become friends with, who lives all the way in Seattle, was wearing the sweatshirt that he made, put a lot of time and effort into. And just the look on his face was something I will be thinking about for a while.
How significant is the model of Altagracia apparel for workers' rights and global manufacturing overall?
Altagracia is very unique. It's the only one of its kind. It's the only brand that can say that it's union-made living wage apparel. And it's setting the standard that I hope and USAS hopes other big companies will pick up on. USAS is really supporting Altagracia because it's a brand that we believe in, and it's setting the standard that now Nike and Adidas and Russell all should start to follow, should see the way that workers can be treated and the brand can still survive.
How is Altagracia being monitored to determine that they are doing what they claim?
So there is an independent monitoring organization called the Workers' Rights Consortium that works closely with Altagracia to ensure that all of the standards are being upheld in the factory. And we actually spoke with the woman who's currently working for the Workers' Rights Consortium in the Dominican Republic. And she had a very close relationship with the workers in the factory, which is, you know, how it should be. If you're monitoring, you should know really what's going on in the factory and know the workers there and be close to them, and so that they feel comfortable telling you if there really is something wrong. That way, action, whatever action is needed, can be taken to remediate whatever is going on.
And so far, has the monitoring given a positive report?
Yeah, the monitoring has been great. And, you know, in a sense, me and the other five students who went served as monitors for our schools and for USAS as an organization. And what I saw was something that I can be proud of.
You are listening to the sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters on KEXP Seattle 90.3 FM and on the web at kexp.org. I'm Diane Horn, and my guest is Morgan Currier of the University of Washington chapter of United Students Against Sweatshops. Our topic is efforts to promote ethical university logo apparel and the contributions of the apparel company Alta Gracia toward workers' rights in global manufacturing. Where is the Alta Gracia apparel being sold?
So currently Alta Gracia is being sold in university bookstores around the country.
And in the Seattle area, then it's at the University of Washington bookstore.
Yeah, it's at all University of Washington bookstores, so not just the Seattle campus, but the other two as well.
And how does the cost compare with other apparel?
The cost of Alta Gracia is competitive with these other brands like Nike and Russell and Adidas. It's the typical price for a sweatshirt. I think a lot of people have this misconception that because something is union-made, living wage, that suddenly the price is going to go up. But this isn't the case. This is a business model where the workers can be treated right and the apparel can still be something that students and community members can afford.
So the manufacturer is basically accepting a somewhat smaller profit margin. Is that correct?
Alta Gracia is a branch of Knights Apparel, which is the largest collegiate apparel in the world. And they've really made sure to make Alta Gracia work within their company. And even though the workers are being paid living wages, it has no effect on the company.
And how well has the apparel been selling?
It's been selling really well. We're, of course, trying to spread awareness about Alta Gracia, so folks who go to the bookstore to buy sweatshirts will hopefully choose this ethically produced brand over other brands, and that way we can support Alta Gracia and ensure that it survives. So it's selling well, and we're hoping that it will continue.
And what are the steps that you're taking to promote its being sold?
Well, as a student, I have a network of students that I'm always talking to about it. It's definitely been a topic of discussion at my school in the sense that people are just really interested in it. And there was actually a study done at my school that showed if people know the story behind the sweatshirt, that they'll be more interested in purchasing it. So the goal is to just go ahead and, you know, tell everyone about my experience in Via Alta Gracia, in telling them a little bit about the brand and why it's so significant to the labor movement and to the workers themselves that I got to speak with. And hopefully when they know that, then they're going to go out and get the apparel.
Are you running into any people that aren't interested or have a negative response?
I think, you know, some people might be skeptical, mostly the whole price thing. That's one of the first things that people may ask about is, you know, well, how does it compare? Is it going to be a lot more expensive? And you know, there is no reason that people shouldn't be choosing Alta Gracia. They have upped the styles at the U bookstore here in Seattle, and there's really something for everyone.
How recently has this apparel been available?
Well, it got brought to the University of Washington around November, and they've recently gotten a new order of it, and it'll be there next year. And I think other schools are around the same timeline. The factory's been open for about a year now.
Would you like to tell us about the YouTube video you made about your trip?
Yeah. So I spoke with the workers and asked them a lot about their lives and working in the Alta Gracia and at the Alta Gracia factory. And with this footage, I decided to put together a short film. I mean, I'm no Steven Spielberg, but it is educational and shows the workers that I got to spend time with, and you can hear their stories. And it's a way for me to share with other people about my trip, because sometimes talking about it doesn't really do it justice. I really want to show people what I got to see there.
What are your next steps in promoting ethical university apparel?
Currently, we're just still putting a lot of energy behind Alta Gracia because we really believe it, and we're keeping an eye on other companies. And the more that we, you know, talk about Alta Gracia and talk about how great and unique and possible it is, then we're hoping that others will start to see and catch on and understand that this is something that students want, and hopefully they make their clothing accordingly.
Does there seem to be any response from the other companies, such as Nike, to this model that's been put forth?
There haven't been any direct responses. They definitely do know that Alta Gracia is a thriving brand, so hopefully they catch on.
What are some additional projects at the University of Washington chapter of United Students Against Sweatshops? I know you have some other projects in addition to this one.
Yes, there's always companies to be keeping an eye on, aren't there? We're currently running a campaign against Sodexo, who is the 21st largest employer in the world. They run concessions at many stadiums, including our own Husky Stadium here at the UW. And they have been cited by the Human Rights Watch, Trans Africa Forum, for just numerous human rights violations in countries like Guinea, Morocco, Colombia, the Dominican Republic, and even America. The things that they are doing are not satisfactory, and it has proven to be a company that we just don't support. And they currently hold a $3.4 million contract with our university, which we're trying to currently cut because we don't believe that our school should be doing business with a company like Sodexo, who so blatantly violates the rights of workers in the form of sub-poverty wages, forcing women to take pregnancy tests as terms of employment, and just not letting their workers unionize.
Are you making any headway with the University of Washington to cut the contract?
Yeah, we've made a lot of progress. We have complete student support. We've formed the UW Kick Out Sodexo Coalition, which is currently 18 student organizations that are all in support of kicking Sodexo off our campus. And we've met with our president, Phyllis Wise, and discussed this, and currently just trying to spread word on campus, because once students seem to know about what's going on with Sodexo, it's something that they want to get behind. And there have definitely been some faculty who have also voiced that they're not interested in working with Sodexo. So hopefully the voice of students and faculty on campus can really be enough to make sure that Sodexo does not have a place at the UW.
Do you have any other projects on the horizon, or are your hands full with the two projects we just discussed?
Yeah, I think that pretty much covers it for now. But, you know, in the future, we'll definitely be working on things. We're always looking to promote the rights of workers wherever it's needed.
How many students are involved in the University of Washington chapter?
We have about 12 at the core of it, but we have people who are always coming to support us at our actions and rallies and our meetings to discuss how they can support this. You know, it is something that a lot of students believe in, but it is also very time consuming. So we bring people in, and this coalition is made up of 18 organizations, so it's a lot of students there.
How can listeners find out more and become involved?
You can check out usas.org. That'll tell you all about Alta Gracia and the National Sodexo campaign to kick them off university campuses. And it'll also tell you all about past campaigns and a little bit more about what USAS is all about.
Well, what's the message you'd like to leave our listeners with?
If you're going to a bookstore, check out, see if they have Alta Gracia. It's a very important brand, and it really is a model that we're looking to support. So if you can, definitely go out and support Alta Gracia.
Well, thanks so much for being here, Morgan.
Thank you for having me.
You have just been listening to Morgan Currier of the University of Washington Chapter of United Students Against Sweatshops. For more information, check on the web at usas.org. Again, that's usas.org. The sustainability segment of Mind Over Matters program you have just heard will be on the streaming archive section of KEXP's website at kexp.org for the next 14 days. In addition, sustainability segment interviews are available as podcasts. Go to kexp.org, click on podcasting, and scroll down to Mind Over Matters sustainability segment. I'm Diane Horn. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in to the sustainability segment again next week on 90.3 FM and kexp.org.